This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Michael, the top stories of the day. How about the Los Angeles Lakers going up 2-0 in this series against Houston? No Luka Doncic, no Austin Reeves. But LeBron James scoring 28 points, getting 8 rebounds, 7 assists. And how about Marcus Smart? Marcus Smart was on lockdown against Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant returned from a knee injury that kept him out of game 1. Scored 23 points on 7-of-12 shooting, but he shot 1-for-3 and committed 3 of his playoff career worst 9 turnovers in the 18 possessions he was defended by Smart, according to ESPN research. So the Lakers finding a way, looking very good for them in this series, while they're trying to bide their time until Luka and Austin Reeves get it. So, Lakers and Rockets. That might have been a great matchup for the Nuggets to have the Rockets in the first round. But it is what it is, Mike.
You play who you play. Who cares?
Stop it. The Los Angeles Rams, you do that little fanboy thing. Little fanboy thing. You know, and it's too fanboyish for me. You're too fanboy-y for me. Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua will be a full participant in the team's offseason program, according to Coach Sean McVay, from a story from Sarah Barship of ESPN. We know Nacua spent part of the offseason in rehab, according to his attorney, who told the California Post this earlier in the month of April. In March, a woman in Los Angeles filed a lawsuit against Nacua, alleging he made an unprovoked anti-Semitic statement on New Year's Eve and later bit her on the shoulder. But he is in attendance for the first day of the Rams' off-season program. So I guess we'll be kind of monitoring that situation. Talked about it earlier, but Spurs star Victor Wembanyama sustained a concussion. And if you saw that play, you saw when he goes down, his head bounces off the hardwood like 3 times. He played in just 12 minutes before being placed in the concussion protocol and ruled out for the game. Spurs coach Mitch Johnson said, "I know he has a concussion and he's in the protocol. We'll obviously take the proper and appropriate steps." Johnson was asked if Wimby was being evaluated for anything beyond a concussion. Johnson said no at this point. So here's the NBA's concussion protocol. A player cannot return to full participation for 48 hours after the time of the injury, but can resume gradual activity after 24 hours, as long as symptoms don't worsen. The player must hit several benchmarks while being symptom-free before he is cleared to play. He will then require clearance from the team doctor in consultation with the league protocol. Game 3 is on Friday in Portland, so he could still potentially play in that game. If he does not play in that game, Portland, I think, does Portland have a realistic shot to go up 2-1 in this series? The Spurs have a lot of good players. Very good players. It's not just Wimby, but he definitely stirs the drink, so to speak. The Dallas Cowboys will not have discussions on a long-term contract with George Pickens and want him to play this season on his franchise tender, according to Stephen Jones. Jones said the team has no assurances as to when or if Pickens will show for the team's offseason program, which begins next week. Pickens is to sign his tender. That's worth $27 million, fully guaranteed to participate in the program. So we'll see. kind of where they go with George Pickens there. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yes, Michael.
Wedgwood is saying, I'm playing the wrong sport.
Yes.
2.5 million compared to 27.
No, it's the NFL versus the NHL, Mike.
I know.
I mean, there's quite the discrepancy. You know.
Yeah, Wedgwood probably wishes he could play wide receiver.
One of the most important positions in hockey is goalie, if not the most important position, versus one of the most important positions in football. And yeah, guys making bank. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Stayed up late and watched that Avs game last night?
I'm running on pure sugar.
Yeah. I probably needed a few some more coffee, to be honest with you. It's fun. It's fun. I told you though, a couple weeks ago, Mike, I said, you know, we're going to get into it. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be worries. Kings go up 1-0 and you know, there's a little concern there, but the Avs find a way. The Avs or the Nuggets are tied 1-1 with Minnesota. So certainly some concerns there. So, but that's how it goes. You know, we didn't expect both teams to go easy breezy 16-0 in these playoffs.
Do you find yourself being a different type of fan
during the playoffs?
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey.
What do you mean?
Like with football, I'm not angry the entire game. I don't want to see like the other player get like smacked in the face. In hockey, I'm just angry the entire game. I want to see the other player, like, I want to see someone hit Jamie Benn right in the face with an elbow.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Like, in football, I feel so much less
stress?
Aggressive.
I don't feel aggressive. I don't have whatever it is you have. You might want to see a doctor about that. I don't feel aggressive.
No, I'm saying, do you feel differently when you're watching the Nuggets than you do the Broncos? Are you like
in the playoffs? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm not sure. Just in general, like when you're watching the Nuggets, do you feel differently?
I'm not angry. If that's what you're asking,
I'm not saying angry. Or are you like? Does your heart beat more
in the playoffs? Yes. In an NBA NHL series playoff series, as opposed to a Broncos playoff game, it's a slower play. It's just a slower play. In basketball, you can have a stretch of 2 minutes turn into a blowout. In football, that's not going to happen. Team can go down, score 7-0. It's like, all right, we're all right. Okay, here. You know, go back down, march down the field, get some points here. If you don't, you know, just make a stop. It can be a slow kill. In basketball and hockey, things can change quickly. Things can change on a dime. So I'm definitely more on the edge of my seat during NHL and NBA playoffs than I am NFL playoffs.
Then the Broncos played like hockey and basketball against the Giants in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's kind of what that's like. Is you're hanging on every single possession. Every single possession feels like it really matters. Yeah, that's probably a good way to compare that.
I just watched the replay of that last night, and I mean, that was pretty magical.
The Broncos
Giants fourth quarter.
That was one of those games too, Mike, where everything had to go right. Everything had to go right. Every play when they were down. Where were they down by again?
They were down, I think, 19 to nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that was, again, that's one of those games where if you want to make a comeback like that, pretty much everything has to go your way for a significant amount of time in that final stretch. So, yeah, that's a good comparison. I watch the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs kind of like I'm watching the Broncos make a 19-point comeback to win. Yeah, that's fair
to say. I noticed last night, I feel just more, and of course the playoffs are different. The playoffs, like, every game, even if the Avs are up 2-0, I feel like every game is like, oh my God, if the Avs lose this, the series is over. Every game feels like that. But
yeah,
when I'm watching the Broncos in a regular season game, yeah, I feel tense and like my heart's pounding a lot of the time, but it's like I'm just not angry the entire time.
Well, I don't get the anger thing. I think you should, you know, consult with a doctor about that, maybe. Am I nervous?
That's my cardiologist.
Am I nervous and stressed out? This is why, like, I love the NBA playoffs. Because every possession, every game, every possession is crucial. In the regular season, I can sit back and, you know, okay, we're winning by 10. Oh, we're tied. Okay, it's got to do something here. I'm a little stressed. But in the playoffs, it is, you're up by 19. You're still stressed out. Because you're just like, you got to increase it. You got to go more because they could come back. Oh, they did. Yeah, so everything means just a little bit more.
Especially in the last 2 minutes.
No, it's not the last 2 minutes. If it's a tight game. What are you saying? I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
Because are you being like, are you girling out on me right here? Because this is what my wife always says. You're telling me that so the same can be said for football. I mean, if it's a tie game and we have a winning touchdown and they win in the last 2 minutes, that's sports. That's all sports, Mike. Welcome to sports. It always comes down to a close finish. A lot of times it does. I don't know if you watch much of it.
I'm just gaslighting you.
Like the Avalanche and Kings, isn't it fair to say that didn't heat up on the scoreboard until like the last 7 minutes of the game? So you could have theoretically not watched the first two periods and you would have seen nothing as far as production on the scoreboard. So I'm a little like confused as to where you're going with this. No, go ahead, elaborate.
Oh, I was doing just that.
If you don't like to watch the story of a game play out, which I'm guessing that's you now, so you're a fair-weathered fan, that's cool. You don't like to watch the story of a game play out. You just pay attention to the last 2 minutes of a game. Then yeah, that puts you in the fair-weather category. You're only tuning in the last 2 minutes. Then you fail to see broken glass. You fail to see a star player go down with a concussion early, and that tells some of the story. You fail to see a key player foul four times and has to sit an entire quarter, and that's why the score dictates that.
Wait, so I'm a fair-weather fan.
How am I a fair-weather fan? Because I watch the entire games, not the last 2 minutes?
Well, no, you just root for the team when they're doing well.
What?
You root for a team when they're doing well, and when they're not, you want them to lose.
Elaborate. I'm confused.
We've gone over this. You're like, well, my team's not doing well, so I want a better draft pick. Let's
oh, my gosh. Are we doing this? Really? You're Mr. Like, I'm good with 8 wins. Yeah, I want my team to win 8 games every year. You know, I want to win the 5th game because the final game of the season because, you know, I don't care if we get a top 5 pick. I just want my team to win on Sunday because it makes me feel fun inside of my body. I enjoy that. No, I want my team to win. If the Nuggets are a consistent play-in team, yeah, Adam Silver, I don't mind them losing the final 10 games of the season to give them a lottery pick. That's how it works, Mike. If you're a logical sports fan, being in the middle of the row is not good, and that's no man's land. You're comfortable being in no man's land. That's fine. I want championships. You say I'm a fair-weather fan. I want my team to win Super Bowls.
Oh, I want my team to win Super Bowls too.
No, I don't think you do, because you're totally fine winning 5 games, knowing that that's not going to give you a top 10 pick that's going to set your franchise up for many, many years. When the Broncos were terrible, they drafted Von Miller, who went and won them a Super Bowl. But if they win one more meaningless, crappy game that you wanted, they don't get Von Miller, and they don't win a Super Bowl. Congrats, Mike. You won 9 games.
The logical fallacies of the fair-weather fan.
No, it's not a fair-weather fan.
I root against them, therefore I'm rooting for them.
You are a fair-weather fan because all you do, and you don't even tell me, they're going to win because they're going to win because I'm obsessed with the Broncos. That's why. That's who you are. And that's fine for your little fandom. But our hooligans are smarter than that. They want more from their sports teams. They don't want to win 8 games like you. They don't just get up on Sunday and say, I have a feeling they're going to win. No, they actually they research the matchups in these games and dissect what could actually happen. And if their team is a 6-win team and the final game of the season comes up and it's the difference of a top 10 pick or a top 20 pick, you want them to have a top 20 pick. I want to reverse their future. So I don't know. As far as fair weather, you know, this is your first Avs game you've watched in like 3 weeks, Mike. So what are we doing here? You know, you have the TV right in there. How did you watch the game? You watched it last night. You literally watched it on the same TV that has the exact same stuff that it had 2 weeks ago, bro. So fair weather, it seems like you're just jumping on the parade now that the Avs are up 2-0. So, all right, man, welcome to the party. Just be careful.
I do as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't be here till midnight every time.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes you fair weather. I'm staying up. We're watching these games, Mike. We're not sleeping.
Admit,
we're ready to go.
I'm not nearly as much of an Avs fan as I am a Broncos fan. I will do as
so
whatever
you're saying
I can to watch
I don't
the
watch every Broncos game. I don't watch every Broncos game. Ready to come on this show and bring it to you guys and evaluate a Broncos game. Because if the Broncos are a 5-win team, you know, I'm rooting for potentially
the Cowboys.
A team, yeah, maybe they lose that game and get a better top pick. Any logical sports fan is going to tell you that they side with me 100%. Cuz I've been on that side. I've been there when the Nuggets are winning 40 games and they're getting in as an 8 seed. It doesn't do you any good for your future. You're never going to get that pick unless you stumble upon a Nikola Jokic, which those do not grow on trees, even though he is one. So you have to find a way to get better. And so you're coming at me with fair weather fan. I'm coming at you with I'm a logical fan. You know, so there you go. You're getting me fired. Why are you getting me fired up? Why? Why is this something that you want to do today?
I don't know.
You just feel like doing your thing. I mean, you're the guy that's like the Broncos. Every story that I have, you compare it to the Broncos. And it's just Broncos, 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 Broncos. And I think you're the opposite. You're a delusional fan. You're not fair weather. You're delusional. You're a delusional fan. Yes, the Broncos season does end. You excited for the draft tomorrow? Are you excited to watch the Avalanche? Which boat are you going to jump on, Michael?
Who do the Broncos, what position do they have in the first round?
Could trade for one.
They have.
Could trade for one.
Nothing.
Well, you don't want to pay attention to the rest of the competition?
I'll have it on my phone. I'll look and watch all the teams that I don't care about.
Mm. 22 minutes after the hour, I got to take a break. This guy, I don't know. Hooligans, help me out here. Talk some sense into this guy. Calling me a Fairweather fan. Because I actually want my team to win Super Bowls. I'm sorry, that's what it's about. It's winning Super Bowls. It's not winning one random game on Sunday. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Round, or will they make a serious run this postseason? Find out with us and listen to every game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Now, if you need to cool off like I did, I got to cool off from you, Michael. I need some... Get some time away. Big City Roadhouse, just me tomorrow. Solo visit by me. Lemons Heating and Cooling will take care of you. They'll cool you off, even if you have to deal with the likes of Michael Kirkpatrick calling you a fair weather fan. Lemons Heating and Cooling. Heating, air conditioning, duct cleaning. Call 970-567-0798. That's 970-567-0798. Or visit them online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The Nuggets back at it tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Lakers. Ah, Freudian slip there, Mike. I'm rooting for the Rockets to beat the Lakers, and the Lakers are up 2-0, and it bothers me. It bothers me. But game three tomorrow. How are we feeling, Hooligans? And we've had a day to kind of sit on it and think about our lives a little bit. I'm telling you, that Jaden McDaniels thing, some people, I'm hearing some people, like Nuggets people, even say that they're fine with it because it's true. If one part of the segment is untrue, then it's untrue. So him saying Aaron Gordon is a bad defender, it's untrue. Has Gordon had a strange year this year? Sure. But I do have a problem with it. I think I don't know why a player in the middle of a series would give you bulletin board material. I mean, if I were a Timberwolves fan today, Mike, I would be I would be worried about that. Like, you're giving a team more reason to want to play better defense. A team mentally going to want to give them more reason to mentally lock in to a series like this. So, yeah, I mean, is Joker a good defender? I wouldn't label Joker as a good defender. Not necessarily Jamal Murray. They're capable of playing good defense at times. But no, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's that they have a really good defense, because for the 2 years in a row, they've had a bottom 10 defense. But I just thought the comment from Jaden McDaniels was, if I'm a Timberwolves fan, a little unsettling. This is right in the middle of the series. This isn't the end of the series, and you've got this thing at hand, and then you can talk, you can recap the series and say, yeah, they were bad at defense, and we took advantage of that. That's one thing. It's going to piss you off, but that's one thing. But doing it, being tied at 1-1, I think it was bold. I think bold's the right word. So that's my hope, is that you can use that somehow, and then tomorrow night we see a team that is just on a different level defensively. And I think that could happen. I saw Joker do it against the Spurs 3 weeks ago. I mean, again, feet were moving like I've never seen before. I haven't seen in a few years. Give them that motivation to really focus in on the defensive side. And that's the hope, right? We said it the other day. If you can't show up in game three after that kind of comment and that kind of loss, then maybe you just don't have it. And then bigger conversations are going to be had this upcoming offseason. It could be a short playoff, right? It could be. I'm still confident that the Nuggets win this game tomorrow night. I think last I checked, they're a 1.5-point favorite. I'm confident that they can win, but at the same time, I have questions. I have concerns. I don't look at this as an easy one. I said it. Even if what I said comes true and the Nuggets win in five, I still think every game is going to be a little nerve-wracking. But you have to have a better defensive approach, no question. Anthony Edwards cannot just get to the rim whenever he wants, however he wants. And then, as we talked about yesterday, this is a big task for Nikola Jokic. In the chapters, in the book of Nikola Jokic, this is a significant chapter. You know, you fired a coach and a GM last year. You hired two new guys to come in and reassemble this team. You made some really, really big moves in the offseason. And if it doesn't pay out this year, I believe there's going to be some major questions surrounding this team. So I definitely look at this as the pressure's on Denver. This championship or bust mentality is there, at least surviving the first round. Now, if you get past the first round, I don't know that we're having these big conversations about the future and significant changes. Because let's not forget, the starting group, with the way this bench unit is supposed to be assembled, is we really haven't got a chance to see it and take full effect. So it's not an excuse. It was a weird season for the Nuggets. But I could definitely see the organization saying, hey, we got past the first round. We had a really tough draw. The Spurs are a team of destiny. The Thunder may be a team of destiny. And then... We just take our lumps and we refocus next year, and we would hope to get healthier. But if you lose in the first round to a team that you were supposed to beat, yeah, I think I'm not sure what those moves are, but there's going to be deeper conversations of where to go. And we're going to find out what Wallace and Tenzer are all about as managers, because I believe, you know, Calvin Booth, Tim Connelly, they were loyal to their core. For a very long time, they were loyal. They've been loyal to Joker, Gordon, Jamal, and then Porter. And it was Wallace and Tenzer that came out and made that big move to trade Michael Porter, even though a lot of Nuggets fans weren't 100% cool with it. So it's a big one. It's a narrative altering game tomorrow night. Doesn't mean the series over either way, but you go down 1-2. Knowing you still got another one in Minnesota, and then another two in Minnesota, yeah, those conversations are going to get real, really fast. 32 minutes after the hour, Eastside Chris, was Michael a full blown fan when the Broncos go 4-13? Yeah, I'll answer that. Yeah, you are, but you also the guy that's like they're 4-12, and you want them to win that fifth game, even though it means absolutely nothing and it destroys your chance of a top 5, top 10 pick. So we can go rounds on it, Mike. but you're wrong, obviously. Because five wins does nothing for you. Nothing for you, except for make you feel good in your tummy. So you can sleep better at night. That's all it does.
I just root for my team every game. Some people don't.
But you're not an off-season rooter then. You're not rooting for what's best for my team after this game that means nothing. And I'm rooting for what's best for my team after this game that means nothing. That's where I'm already focused. Because I know that game, five wins as opposed to four, does absolutely nothing for you. 33 minutes after the hour. There you go, Mike. See the hooligans speak. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's good music, Mike. Just wanted to give you a stone cold stunner. Maybe something like that. Did you think the officiating was pretty bad last night in the Kings-Avs game?
Yeah, they had some issues. I mean, I can understand the argument. Oh, he hit him up high because he's 6'6", but
yeah, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah, but if you're hitting a guy who's 5'8", you got to bend down a little bit. 5'8" being an exaggeration.
Strike zone's a little smaller or a little bigger, you know, so to speak.
Yeah, bigger guys, you got to get in the strike zone. You can't pitch up high and expect a strike.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a few bad calls last night. Keeler's going to be talking to us about that a little bit later on because he said, Avalanche, Nicholas Waugh overcome blind refs, shattered glass, take 2-0 series lead over the Kings.
Yeah, you remember when Taves got pushed down and then a goal was scored? Yeah. I don't know where the three refs were looking. Clearly not in the net.
Yeah, what a weird game, though. Mike, these teams do not like each other either. I mean, there was a lot going on. There's so many penalties.
Wait till the Avs play the Stars.
I know. This is just a sampler, isn't it? It's a sampler of what to expect in round two.
I think the penalties were because the Kings were trying to rattle the Avs.
Oh, they're trying and to bring you into that. They want you to kind of get in there and muck it up like that. They want you to do that.
I don't think so much it was about hate. With Dallas, it's about hate.
Faye says, I'm proud of Michael for watching a team other than the Broncos. I am too, buddy. Look at you go. You know? We're proud of you. We're proud of you, pal.
When I get the chance.
Things got heated. And I do not apologize, though. I do not apologize for how that
went
down.
Not being right.
Can we just agree to disagree on this? I don't want to hear these little barbs from you every time. Because this is going to come up in our years of doing this. I don't want to. Can we just agree to disagree on this and not break the, like, you don't, you know what you don't do? You don't call a diehard fan, which is what I am. That's why I got into this industry. You don't call a diehard fan a fair weather fan. You just don't do it. Like, that's the big time no-no that you don't do. Can we just agree to disagree? I think you're wrong. And most logical fans that are adults think you're wrong as well. Most toddlers that are running around in their Bo Nix jerseys agree with you. Can we just say that?
Well, it's just like fake fans are in. I'm not saying that you're a fake fan. I'm not saying that.
I mean, I study these games a hell of a lot more than you do, Michael.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that I'm saying you're a fake fan. I'm just saying fake fans are in my top 10 most hated things, and I'm sure everybody else knows that soccer is also in my top 10.
But it doesn't make you a fake, see, and you hate all these other things. You just have a list of things you hate, yet you're obsessed with the Broncos. I mean, it's like borderline creepy, and you accuse fans that would rather their team be better in the future than win a measly five games. That's what I don't like. You accuse those fans of being bad fans. Like, you shouldn't be. Who? What gives you the right to tell people how to fan?
Look, I'm not telling everybody that you have to wear face paint.
Even though you need to
quit your job if you can't watch every Broncos game.
Which is also
I'm not
you.
Telling them, hey, you need to look at the stats and, you know, you need to memorize everything. You know, you can fan the way you want to fan, but if you're going to call yourself a fan, you know, I'm not gonna say what else I'm going to say.
I just don't get it, I guess. Brady, why are you arguing with a production engineer, or is he in fact your co-host? Yeah, I don't know.
Co-host.
He's definitely not a co-host. A co-host would understand logic of what the draft means to your team's future. That fan, a co-host would understand that.
Yes.
What are you,
been
Adam
working
Silver?
For the Broncos for
what
years.
Are you, Adam Silver, obsessed with the tanking situation? Like, that's your biggest focus in life is to cure tanking in the NBA? That's your focus? Because that's what we're going to talk about in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he should focus on going back to being a Buffy the Vampire Slayer villain.
Are you saying he looks like a vampire?
No, he looks like there was a, I think it was the fourth season, there was like a evil silent creatures floating around Sunnyville.
Okay,
or Sunnydale.
See, now you're getting too,
he looks
too
like
far.
One of them.
You're going too far in your nerdery, Mike. You're going too deep into this.
It was a good episode.
Okay. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I don't know. KP, I don't know. Eastside Chris says, what time does Michael get up on Bronco morning to put on his face? Yeah, what time do you get up to do that? I'm guessing you do the full-on body thing. Full-on body paint, orange and blue. You got the sign, we love you, Bo. You know, don't let me down. You know, is that
no,
kind of,
no?
Okay.
I don't like wear special stuff every day, every Broncos game. It's just like, well, I guess I wear like a Sunday shirt. I normally have like an orange shirt that I will wear often on Sundays.
You do have different shirts that you wear during the day, like throughout the week, right?
Yeah, I do have
like
a shirt
Wednesday
that I wear every
day.
Friday.
Wednesday is Avs Day, right?
It depends. Like Monday through Wednesday, I'll just change it up.
Thursday
Huskies
Day.
Thursday and Friday are usually...
Isn't Thursday Huskies Day?
Thursday's Huskies Day. I probably need to get a new Huskies shirt. That one is worn out.
Yeah, it's time. Can we get some a GoFundMe account rolling so we can hook you up with a new line? You know, that'd be good.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset with
hey,
people giving me money.
I wouldn't be
I
upset
would
with
say,
it either. I think we should do a whole show GoFundMe so we can both have a new line.
Yeah, I would just say to everybody, give it to us directly,
yeah,
so we don't have to report it to the IRS.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I'm
because
actually
I,
with
I
you
don't
on
like
that
the
plan.
IRS.
Yeah, so we'll start that GoFundMe up very, very soon. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Yeah, the Rockies last night, Mike. It was good and bad. You know, you don't want to lose a lot of games. You don't want to lose games at Coors Field where you go 1-0. Tanner was telling me this morning that, this is the fourth time the Rockies have lost one. Yeah, it is. It was just the fourth 1-0 home loss in franchise history. The last time the Rockies lost a 1-0 game at home was on August 1st, 2006, versus Milwaukee. So this is, on one hand, I'm excited about Chase Dolander. But on the other hand, it's like, it's just going to be the growing pains of this team. They're going to be inconsistent. There's going to be a lot of ups, probably more downs. But the fact that we're experiencing some ups with, you know, 9 wins at this point is an extreme positive at this stage.
Yeah, I'd rather be 1-0 than the aforementioned 21-0 loss to San Diego a couple years ago.
Yeah, we're definitely not in that territory. I don't think. I mean, you could see a loss like that.
You could see a complete bullpen meltdown. You could see the pitchers just suddenly all lose their arms at once, but probably not.
Probably
knock
not.
On wood.
Yeah, probably not. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, coming up in the final hour of the show, we got clip of the day. Adam Silver at it again. I love how he spends his time trying to fix the NBA. Sean Keeler's going to join us from the Denver Post. We got Keeling Me Softly. He has some thoughts on the Avalanche's win last night over the Kings to go up 2-0. So we'll get into that with him coming up later on in the program. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The On the Rocks liquor beverage of the week is the new Fat Tire Classic. New Belgium is bringing back the classic taste of Fat Tire. Available in six bottles. Relive the magic today at On the Rocks liquor. There's half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Check out our weekly. They have the wine and beer tastings every single Friday at this point. Coming up, what is it, Wednesday? We're getting close. You can try something new. Or some of your old favorites at On the Rocks Liquor. Do me a favor, make your next celebration On the Rocks. Aaron texting in, the Avalanche need to stop being so pass-happy in the offensive zone. There are at least three missed call opportunities because they wanted to get an extra pass in. Did you kind of see that last night? I mean, there was a lot of passing. There's a lot of trying to find that better opportunity, that better look.
Sometimes quantity is better than quality. Just shoot the puck and
sometimes just fire
it just
thing.
Goes yeah. your way. You have a guy in front of the net, he can redirect, or the goalie's looking.
I think you got to find. I get it. Sometimes it just they're really searching for the best option, the best opportunity. And it did feel like this coming from like a non-analytical diehard hockey guy. It did seem like that puck was rolling around. Rod, yes, Michael.
Well, and a lot of times that's a big knock on Nate Dogg. He's just like, shoot the puck, don't get that extra pass, shoot it.
He's just so good sometimes that he's like, man, I can find an even better look.
But then sometimes
I can find a better opportunity.
Sometimes when he gets that pass, he gets way too excited and shoots it wide right. It's like, dude, stop doing that. You missed the net too much.
Coming up next, we got the clip of the day. Adam Silver, I don't know what to say about this. He kind of reminds me of you. I mean, he's so focused on this tanking thing when there are so many larger issues that the NBA needs to fix. OKC's got a lottery pick, and we're talking about tanking. You can still trade and find ways. I don't know. But I want to get into this. We'll play it back for you. We'll react to it. And then Sean Keeler will join us. I'm sure he has a lot to say on the Av series and the Nuggets both going at it tomorrow night. Significant night for both teams. The Avs have a chance to put a stranglehold on the series and go up 3-0, whereas the Nuggets are just looking to take back control, and not necessarily control because still lost one at home, but to take back some kind of control in this series tomorrow night. So Thursday night, Michael, you talk about nervous time for Denver, for Colorado sports fans. It is going to be here. It's going to be another late night for us. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Clip of the day, followed by the Denver Post Sean Keeler. All that is coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Keep it here on the whole show. We're powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.